I was at work the other day, and we were talking about goals. How we all have goals that we're trying to accomplish. And of course, the people I work with are struggling with their addictions and trying to stay out of prison. And so they have goals in what they're trying to accomplish. And somebody said, what about expectations? Those are like goals, aren't they? And I said, oh, no. You have the wrong idea entirely. They are, if anything, the opposite of goals. They are the things that get in the way of our goals. Expectations are things that keep us from getting what we're trying to accomplish. Well, how's that? He said. And I don't know that I gave him a real good answer, but when I read the scripture, I was reminded of that conversation because here's Naaman expecting that the prophet would ask him to do something really dramatic. He expected that if a prophet of God was going to heal him, there'd be lights flashing and bolts of lightning down from heaven and all kinds of fancy stuff, just like we often expect that when we ask to be blessed, we will see God moving in our lives in ways that will really impress us. Fortunately, God has a better idea. God does not need theatrics in order to show His power. He does not need special effects in order to show Himself moving in the world. He does not need our expectations. He knows what we need. We don't know what He needs. And so our expectations do not show us the way, but they get in the way. When we expect that God will do this or that, we often find ourselves going in the wrong direction or looking in the wrong direction or being in the wrong place at the wrong time, and then we wonder how come things didn't go so good. And it's because we were listening to our expectations instead of being open to God's blessing. Fortunately, Naaman had some wise counselors in his servants. Isn't it funny how that always works out that way? It's not always the people who are in positions of power that are the best at showing us the way. Sometimes it's the people with the least power who show us the best example. And so Naaman listened to his servants and realized that what they were saying made a little sense. The prophet had told him to go and wash in this little sandy podunk river here. That's all he'd told him to do, and yet he was saying, but I expected it to be something grand and dramatic. Well, why not do what he asked and see what happens? How often do we look at the Word and see a simple solution to our problem, and we don't want to accept that simple solution because we think things ought to be more complicated? We think we ought to be able to do it our way. Who's the burger company that says you can have it your way? Burger King? Yeah. Well, you can have it your way, but then you never get a chance to be blessed with something new and exciting. We can have things our way, or we can have them God's way. If we insist on having things our way, then we get what we got. If we have things God's way, then we get what He got. And what has He got? But wonderful blessings waiting for us. But while the blessings are waiting for us, we're looking the wrong direction. Expectations get in the way. We talked about it being Abraham Lincoln's birthday. And the 200th anniversary of his birth, we celebrate him and all the wonderful things that he did. But you know, he didn't start out to do those things. When Lincoln started out, he was not intending to free the slaves. That was something that he did because he realized it was the right thing to do in order to strengthen the country that he was trying to lead. Where would we be if Lincoln had insisted on doing things his way instead of what he came to understand was the right way? We don't know. Certainly not where we are today. If we assume that we know what we should do and we do it our way, then we end up with no one to blame but ourselves and with no one to bless us but ourselves. Where if we try doing it somebody else's way, sometimes we find out that they have a better way. Anybody here ever been in school? And when the professor tells you to do things his way, do you tell him, "Oh no, I know a better way"? It's a story about a young man who was always arguing with his professor about how problems should be solved. And the young man said, "I bet I can find three ways to solve any problem that you give me." This was a physics class. "And they'll all be different from the one that you're expecting." Well, the story goes on to give a number of different examples. I only was able to remember one of them. And the example I remember was the professor gave the young man a barometer and said, "I want you to measure the height of this tall building." Well, now what the professor was expecting was that the young man would measure the air pressure at the bottom of the building, the air pressure at the top of the building, and using a formula would be able to determine how tall the building was from changes in air pressure, because he had a barometer, and that's what barometers do. They measure air pressure. And the young man said, "Okay, one way I could get the height of the building without doing what you expect is I could take that barometer, I could measure how tall it is, I could hold it out in front of me, and I could back up, measure the distance from me to the building when the barometer occludes the building, and using triangulation, I could figure out if that barometer at that distance covers up the whole building, then that building must be that height." And the professor says, "That's correct." And then the young man says, "You know, I could take that barometer to the top of the building, I could drop it off, and using a stopwatch, measure how long it took to hit the ground. Wouldn't be a very good barometer after that." But he said, "That would tell me how tall the building was. Using the formula for acceleration, I could tell just how long it took. I could tell you just how tall the building was." And the professor, "Yeah, that's correct as well." And he thinks, "Now, I don't think this young man's going to be able to come up with a third way." And the young man thought for a minute and he said, "And you know what? I bet if I took that barometer to the superintendent of the building and said, 'Sir, I have this fine barometer, if you'll just tell me how big your building is, I..." We want to do things our way. God asks us to open our hearts, our minds, and our lives to His Word, to Jesus, and do things His way. When we do things our way, we may do well in the world, but we limit how much God can bless us. When we open our minds and our hearts and our lives to doing things Jesus' way, then the blessings are unlimited. I like that a whole lot better, especially in today's economy. Unlimited blessings sounds like a wonderful deal. Yeah, where can you get that kind of interest in this economy? Yeah. And so we seek blessings, but so often we seek them in the wrong place. Imagine somebody was to come to you and say, "I want to give you a gift. I want to bless you." And you go, "Oh, all right, wow, that'd be great. Somebody's going to write us a check here. Ooh, hey, we need some money for our church." And the guy says, "I have the stamp collection." And not being into stamps, you go, "Oh, well, okay." Well, stamp collections don't sound like much of a blessing, do they? And yet, I knew of one person who purchased a little boat with his stamp collection. I know that because I was invited to go aboard the Eagle when I was living in Apalachicola. It was a 76-foot motor yacht. They were on their way to the Bahamas, and the owner was going to fly down and meet them. That boat was worth millions of dollars. That stamp collection must have had some really rare stamps in it. So when somebody offered to trade for their stamp collection, some people would have said, a stamp collection? But how do we know? Unless we're open to the possibility. We never know how people are going to bless us unless we are open to the possibilities. So let's try and keep our hearts and our minds and our doors open so that God can bless us and won't find us closed and locked and unavailable when He comes.